This is a passage on page 62 of Barbara Kingsolver's The Poisonwood Bible. What they do is, they all stare at us. They look at Rachel the worst. First, Mama and Father were thinking it might do Rachel some good to be cranked down a notch or two. Father said to Mama, "A child shouldn't think herself better than others because she is blonde as a white rabbit." He said that. I told it to Leah, and she laughed out loud. "I am blonde, too, but not as much as a white rabbit." "Strawberry blonde," Mama says. So I hope I don't have to get cranked down a notch or two like Rachel. I like strawberries about better than anything. You can keep a rabbit for a pet, or you can eat it. Poor Rachel. Ever when she goes out, whole bunches of little Congo children run after her on the road, are reaching and a-yanking on her long white hair, to see if they can get it to come off. Sometimes even the grown-ups do, too. I reckon they think it's a right good sport. Leah told me it's because they don't believe it is her hair, and think she's got something strange draped over her head. Rachel gets her the worst sunburns, too. I get burnt, but not like her. Pink is Rachel's favorite color, and is a good thing because that's what she is. Father says it is the lot of every young woman to learn humility, and God plots for each her chosen way. Mama says, "But must they look on us as freaks of nature?" Rachel was Miss Priss, and now she is a freak of nature. Used to be, Ada was the only one of us in our family with something wrong with her. But here nobody stares at Ada, except just a little because she's white. Nobody cares that she's bad on one whole side because they've all got their own handicapped children, or a mama with no feet, or their eye put out. When you take a look out the door, why, there goes somebody with something missing off of them, and not even embarrassed of it. They'll wave a stump at you if they've got one, in a friendly way. At first, Mama got after us for staring and pointing at people. She was all the time whispering, "Do I have to tell you girls every single minute don't stare?" But now Mama looks, too. Sometimes she says to us, or just herself, "Now Tata Zinzana is the one missing all the fingers, isn't he?" Or she'll say, "That big gouter like a goose egg under her chin. That's how I remember Mama Naguza." Father said, "They are living in darkness, broken in body and soul, and don't even see how they could be healed." Mama said, "Well, maybe they take a different view of their bodies." Father says the body is the temple, but Mama has this certain voice sometimes. Not exactly sassing back, but just about nearly. She was sewing us some window curtains out of dress material so they wouldn't be looking in at us all the time, and had pins in her mouth. She took the pins out and said to him, "Well, here in Africa that temple has to do a hateful lot of work in a day." She said, "Why, Nathan, here they have to use their bodies like we use things at home, like your clothes or your garden tools or something. Where you'd be wearing out the knees of your trousers, sir, they just have to go ahead and wear out their knees." Father looked at Mama hard for talking back to him. "Well, sir," she said, "that is just what it looks like to me. That is just my observation. It appears to me their bodies just get worn out, about the same way as our worldly goods do." Mama wasn't really sassing back. She calls him sir the way she calls us sugar and hun, trying to be nice. But still, if it was me talking back that way, he'd say, "That is a fine line you are walking there, young lady." And he appeared to be fixing to say just such a thing to Mama. He was debating about it. He stood there in the front doorway with the sun just squeaking by him on all sides. He is so big he near about filled up the whole doorway. His head almost touched. And Mama was just sitting down short at the table, so she went back to sewing. He said, "Orleana, the human body is a sight more precious than a pair of khaki trousers from Sears and Roebuck. I'd expect you to comprehend the difference." Then he looked at her with his one eye turned mean and said, "You of all people." She turned red and breathed out like she does. She said, "Even something precious can get shabby in the course of things. Considering what they're up against here, that might not be such a bad attitude for them to take." After that, Mama put pins back in her mouth, so no more talking.